All right, good morning, 9:13 now on the Mighty 690, and joining us once again, we have John Best from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning.
All righty, so I'll grab that mic here a little closer there, we'll be able to get you on. So, we did not have Amateur Radio Club meeting this week, of course, thinking that, oh yeah, you know, the fair is going to be interfering with it. Well, the fair has moved, so hey, whatever. We got a break. We do have another meeting that is coming up here. And also, this month is weird because it has, like, the way the Mondays fall. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like this should be the third Monday, but it's actually the second Monday. It's just an odd month. So anyway, we do have a meeting that's coming up here in September, which I know you're going to be on to talk about again, but kind of looking forward to that. We are planning on having a little bit of a chat on some local emergency preparedness and management options.
Yes.
And looking forward to maybe having some guests in from the various county agencies to discuss a little bit of where, you know, our local club can participate and some of the emergency management and preparedness here in Southeast Kansas.
Yes, and we had been kind of dormant in that part for a few years now, but we had been very much involved in it, and now we're getting back to the point where we're going to be back involved with it again, with our county and other counties in the area.
No, that is great, and it is something that we are looking forward to continuing that conversation. So if anyone is interested in maybe being a part of that, you are a ham or just wanting to get more involved in emergency preparedness, we do have that meeting coming up on the 12th of September. So that is on the way. But I know, John, that I was just talking with a friend that's in the Wichita area, and I know that I went to high school with him, and he has just actually recently gotten his technician license. So we do have some new folks, at least in the state, as far as their ham radio license. And so I know, in addition, over the weekend we had a ham fest in Hutchinson. So they had one. Didn't make it out to Reno County, but that's what they were doing. But we do have a ham fest that is coming up here very shortly, later this month.
Joplin. And it's on the 25th and 26th of this month. And it'll be from, I believe, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 25th to about 8:00, and then on the 26th it'll be from 8:00 in the morning until probably around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, that is really going to be great. And if for someone who says what fest? can you explain a little bit of what the heck a ham fest is?
Well, we're not out there eating ham.
Yeah, although it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. We have these ham fests, and people exchange ideas. They exchange or buy or sell or trade radios, radio equipment, all sorts of stuff, not just radios and radio equipment. It also has all sorts of other things, crafts and arts and things like that. And we also, there's testing that's done at those. There's forums that are usually done at them to teach us more things that we don't know. And that's a lot of stuff.
But oh, yeah.
Teaches you how to build radio or to build antennas. And there, I've actually been to one that taught you how to build a radio, too. And that was over in by Branson. And
oh, yeah. It was that, like, they have like the Four States QRP people over there, too.
And they have a workshop every year that teaches you how to build a radio.
Yeah, those are some, and those guys have some really cool kits too.
Yes, they do.
You can order, and they're pretty cheap. And they've got some really smart guys who they design circuit boards and they print them, and then they'll package them up, and you can build. So, you know, you can still tinker around. People remember the old Heathkit stuff. Well, there's some guys who are still making some stuff kind of like that, where you can build your own little radio transmitter or receiver.
Old crystal radios that we used to get when we were kids. The crystals that came that were used in those all came from over around Galena and right in that area. That's the only place that crystal is found.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right on that. So that sort of is a really neat thing. You can just end up using rocks to be able to pull a signal out of the air. Yep. And the other thing is, with crystal radios are so cool, is there's no power. You actually use the power that's coming out of the airwaves to power it, which is really wild. That's like, you're feeling like some sort of Tesla stuff, you know, Nikola Tesla stuff. That's going to be great. So, and oftentimes, and usually I'm sure at Joplin, there's going to be some testing. So if people have been studying for their license, that's another great opportunity for them to go ahead and take your test.
Yes.
At the HamFest.
And if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us and we'll give you a testing at our meetings. Just need to know about 2 weeks in advance so that we can have all the testing, all the paperwork that we need to do the testing. And we can, you know, even if you guys want to end up putting on another class, we'd be more than happy to put on another class for everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that is something that we are definitely interested in. So if you have any interest in, you know, becoming a ham, you want to learn, you know, more about how this works, well, you can get a hold of us, and we would love to help you out with any and all of that. So CoffeevilleARC.org is the website, and shout out to Jacob for keeping all that up to date. We got some new pictures on there, too, from our recent field day, and so that is all up there for you. So lots of fun and exciting things happening in the world of ham radio. John, I've told the listeners here a couple days ago in the program, but I've started up what we call a schedule with some hams in Arkansas that I knew from the club there. And we, of all things, are doing radio teletype back and forth from here to Arkansas.
Oh.
So old school, you know, you think about the old, like, you know, you see movies with the teletype in some sort of newsroom or something like that. So we're doing that just basically with computers, but you can send a signal back and forth, and it's keyboard to keyboard, but it's all through the radio.
Yeah, teletypes were used back during the early 60s and all for law enforcement also. They did teletypes. It was a twixt is what they called it, and 60s and the 70s, and they didn't have computers like we have now, and that's what they used back then.
Sure, you know, I mean, I would imagine, yeah, like if you wanted to try to look up a plate or some information or something, you could probably had one that went to Topeka or whatever to be able to look up stuff like that. I know back in the earlier days of some of those computers, my mom actually did a little bit of work. There was it's called Spider in Sedgwick County. It was a computer database, and they had the radio in, and that computer could look up some of that information. Of course, a bigger county could pay for that equipment.
Right.
But very early sort of computer that could basically just, you know, keep track of license plates pretty much, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, I mean, in the 70s, I learned how to do the twixt here at Montgomery or here at Coffeyville's police department, and because they had a teletype and twixt unit there, and I learned that back then, and it was a lot of fun actually.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but no correction. Like you can correct, no backspace.
No backspace whatsoever. You had to do it right.
Oh, that's right. That's great.
Well, also on Labor Day weekend at Big Brutus, there's going to be a kind of like a ham fest, but they stay all weekend. They camp out there and they fly kites. They do radios. They also do contacts and everything from Big Brutus itself. And it's a pretty interesting deal. I've been there a few times and it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Sure, yeah. I know my parents did that several years ago, and it's really neat that it's still going on. So that's going to be a great event, kind of to put Big Brutus on the air. So I wish I was going to be in town for that, but I'm going out of town. But that's going to be a really, really fun event. So I hope the members of the club will be able to take advantage of that, and folks can stop by. Of course, Big Brutus, it's never a bad time to go to Big Brutus.
No.
So that's going to be really, really great. So, well, John, I really appreciate you coming by here, and hope if people do have any questions, maybe they are interested in getting a testing at our next meeting coming up in September, or they have any other questions for you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can call me or text me, either one, at 620-515-0097, 24 hours a day.
Pretty much, yeah. He's always around. So, all right, John, well, I know I will see you on Friday.
And
you're going to be out there at the fair.
Yep.
And we'll be doing our remotes this whole week over at the fair, and then I am doing Friday. So I will be out there, and you can come and see us. And I know it's going to be noisy.
Yeah, very noisy.
That's the plan.
I do want to reiterate thanking KGGF for having us on the air and being able to get the word out there about ham radios to all the people in the area.
Well, that is great. That's why we're here, and we're here to get information out from all area organizations, and KGGF would like to thank you for the donuts once again.
No problem.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and have a great time at the fair.
You too.
Okay, that is Coffeyville's own John Vest here on the Mighty 690 talking about the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes with a return to open line here on KGGF.